Back from Idaho.
Okay, so I'm gonna call, I don't have a gavel, I'm gonna call this meeting to order. So this will be the special meeting for Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So this is a special meeting?
This is a special meeting, yeah. Why, do you wanna add something to the agenda?
Yeah.
So anyway, the agenda today is approval of warrants, so I have the warrants. And since we're just doing that, I might talk about the warrants. And that's the one thing that I've been noticing recently, and that's the garbage. And I got looking, I think that Abigail indicated one time that the D&M was the one that was for the airport, and Murray was for the rest of our properties, and so the D&M's $500. And if it's not every month, we're talking about, you know, for the airport. We were talking about getting rid of that a month ago, and I'm trying to figure out why we haven't yet.
We need to give notice to the pilots, and that's my fault. But it is going to go away first quarter. Well, we need to just let them know that it's gonna happen. And we need to get Scott.
So is the airport a big chunk of that money, though?
I think it's $500, yeah.
Okay.
We need to get Scott on board, that he's gonna need to provide some trash cans or something out there for the pilots themselves.
Is he using, he's not using that, is he?
Yes.
So.
But also, I think, isn't there a, like a shed or?
There's the environmental center.
An enclosure that needs to be taken down, because even if you take away the bin, people might put stuff in there.
No, it's going down.
Yeah.
The computer system is attached to that shed, the fuel.
The AWAS? Oh, the fuel, okay.
The fuel, so we need to re-figure out either move it or.
Inside or outside, outside.
Yeah.
So you can cut down, you can cut down three of the walls.
Well, actually, I don't think that we need to remove it, because we have the key locks on these sheds, and they work fine, I think, as far as I know. And Pete was suggesting, it's too bad he's not here, that the Pilots Association take that over. And then you could have it be something that's paid for, you know. So there's no reason to make it go away. You know, as our leases, they're all state that the guys are responsible for their own garbage. We'll just make them be, they're responsible for their own garbage, so you can take the bill and divvy it up to whoever's got a keypad combination to give it to. And then there.
I can't imagine.
So there is no lock on that, there is no door on that.
Right.
Airport, so they have to do that.
Rather than make a big problem of now having a bunch of trash, you know, like the national parks are having crap now, just make it so that it's still there, it's just that it's, that we're not paying for it, because the responsibility for trash from the businesses out there is in the lease. It's the business owner's responsibility to pay for that. And you know, it's interesting that this has just fallen under the radar for so long, because it's a substantially amount, higher amount than the amount that person was concerned about with people not paying for launch passes. You know, I mean, it's
so just to be clear, you're suggesting we put a door on and a lock.
Yeah.
And then we lease it to Scott, or who are them? That's going to pay for this.
All right. The people here have to have a garbage dumpster, and they're tenants. And if they have it out back in the open, then anybody can put stuff in it, and then the business owner's paying for it. Well, it'd be nice if we had little airport style, or like these things here, for the individual business owner, they could lock themselves and say, okay, here's my dumpster. I'm the only one that's going to throw garbage into it, because I'm the only one that has the key. Or if you have, I don't know who all's out there, you've got Spruce Goose, you got Tailspin Tommy's, you got the Airport Museum, I don't know if they all have
Spruce Goose has their own, I'm sure the museum does. I think this is just Tommy and the rest of Jefferson County.
Right, so.
We have mattresses and kitchen cabinets, we know people are just dumping in the middle of it.
So do we get billed by the ton, or do we get billed on flat rate monthly, or?
Both, there's a base and then there's tons.
And there's probably extra fees for like big stuff, I suspect.
Yeah, if it's overfilled.
But then that, a door might not just work on that, aren't there big gaps in that thing? Like.
Well, I think we
put wire, we put chicken wire on it.
Or hot wire.
Razor wire.
Well, we can look at that.
So anyway, that was kind of a stretch to talk about that during our warrant approval, but I figured. It's in the warrants.
As long as you didn't add it to the.
I didn't. So I move that we approve the warrants.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Warrants are approved. All right, next public workshop.
One extension.
There's no workshop, right?
Correct. Oh, correct.
So the next regular business meeting will be January 9th at 1:00, right here. We're adjourned.